Welcome to the first part of your course, which is all about Qigong and muscle testing. So in this part of your course, we're going to look at how to build the energy in your body, how to maintain the energy in your body, and also how to be able to read the energy within your body as well. So we're going to bring you through the Qigong practices now, and also to bring you through muscle testing, what that means and how to do it. So for part one of our program, we're going to look at Qigong and we're also going to look at muscle testing. So what is Qigong? You may have heard of this terminology before. It's in the same type of family as Tai Chi. So Qi is all about energy and Gong is about the discipline or the practice. So Qi is spelled Q-I and Gong is spelled G-O-N-G. So we're going to look at some exercises that can help to build our energy on a daily basis, and I'd recommend that this is a practice that you try to bring into your daily self-care routine. And the round of exercises that we're going to do can take up to 7 minutes. So Qigong is an ancient Chinese exercise and healing technique, and Qi, as we mentioned, means energy. It means life force energy. It can also be called prana. There's lots of different names for it, and Gong is the effort or the discipline of bringing these Qi practices into place. Qigong requires practice. Somebody can give you the gift of the Qigong movements, but it requires the Gong, the effort, the discipline to put these into practice to really reap the rewards and reap the benefits of them. So Tai Chi and Qigong are similar. They're about the same basic properties, about the same basic life force energy. And they're about the same basic fundamental principle. They're about relaxation. They're about slowness of movement. The benefits of Qigong are about supporting the body's natural tendency to return to balance and return to equilibrium. These movements also create balance, strength and flexibility in our muscles and joints as we practice them on a daily basis. So they build up this strength, they build up this flexibility, and they build up this just gentle flow of movement within our bodies as well. So we're going to just stand up and just to take a little bit of space around you, where we're going to go through these practices, and I'm going to talk you through each of the movements. So for our Qigong practice, we're just going to go through the movements now. So we don't need too much space around us. We're not going to have to do our arms really wide. These are also nice to do outside if the weather is nice. So the first one that we're going to do is to stretch our opposite arm and opposite leg at the same time, and we do this practice 9 times. It doesn't matter which side you start on. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9. Just giving a really big stretch. The next one that we're going to do is just tapping on our thymus gland. So our thymus gland is located just on our upper chest, and if we run 2 fingers just gently but firmly along our upper chest, there's a very subtle bump there that you may feel. Now if you don't feel the bump, it's absolutely fine. The thymus gland is still there. What we want to do is to just tap gently on this gland, and then we rub the lymph cells at the sides. So with the thymus gland in holistic practices, we see it as the seat of the immune system. So the thymus needs to be functioning at 100% and boosted up to 100% for the immune system to be functioning fully and functioning at 100%. So we're just going to make a fist, a gentle fist, and we're just going to tap on our thymus gland 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then rub our lymph cells at the side. And again, tapping 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and we do this 6 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And 3 more to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, the next one that we're going to do then is our kidney tapping. So we're just going to have gentle fists again and just to tap on our kidney area, which is just mid back but a little bit lower. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then we're going to sweep from our mid lung down to our lower back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9. Our next exercise then, our feet are hip width apart, our toes are turned in slightly, our heels are turned out slightly. And if you just bring your heels back in again and then click your heels back out again with your toes facing in a little bit, it just opens up the base of the spine to allow everything to flow within our bodies a lot more easily. So heels are out slightly, toes are in slightly, our knees are bent slightly, our bum is about to sit on a high stool, our torso straight, our eyes are open and they're looking ahead on the horizon line. And we're going to roll two giant beach balls in towards ourselves. Three, nine times, four, five, six, going at a slow enough pace, seven, eight, and nine. The next exercise we're going to do then is our feet are in the same position, maybe a little bit wider if that's more comfortable for you. Our hands are facing each other, our palms are facing each other, and this exercise is called hoosh. Okay, so we're going to bring our palms between our knees and just hoosh up over our head. Hoosh, 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 hoosh. Okay, so our next exercise then is just shaking the same arm and same leg at the same time. It doesn't matter which side you start on. So it's a bit of a balancing act and we're going to shake nine times. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. And then the opposite side, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine. Okay, we're going to slow down a little bit now. Our feet are hip width apart, our toes are turned in slightly, our heels are out slightly, our bum is about to sit on a high stool, so we're in this dipping down type of stance. Our torso is straight, our eyes are looking ahead on the horizon line, and our head is held up by a string all the way up to the sky. And what we want to do is just have our hands loosely, gently on either side, and we're going to allow our palms and arms just to float up on an in-breath to around chest height. We then allow our elbows to drop into our bodies, palms are still facing earth, and on an out-breath, our palms drop down back to our sides. And we start again, and we do nine of these. In-breath, all the way up to chest height, allowing our elbows to drop into our bodies, and palms facing down towards earth, on an out breath. And our third one. And we all breathe at different paces, so if you're sharing this with anybody else, it's always just to allow everybody to go at their own pace with their own breath, and that's for you to go at your own pace with your own breath as well. In breath, just allowing our hands to float up, like as if we have strings attached to our wrists with balloons on these strings, just guiding our wrists up all the way up on an in breath. Elbows drop into the body. Palms float back down towards earth on an out breath. In breath, all the way up. Elbows drop into the body. Palms drop down to our sides. In breath. Elbows into our body. And palms all the way down again, facing earth, down to our sides. In breath. Elbows drop into our body and palms face all the way down again. Drop down to our sides. Last one, in breath. Elbows drop into the body and palms face down towards earth. Now, it doesn't matter how many of these you do, we're just going to do nine as part of this exercise. But if you feel like continuing in your daily practice to do that for longer, feel free to do that as well. It's a really nice one to do for quite a while. The next one that we're going to do then is feet just a little bit wider than hip width apart, toes are turned in slightly, heels are turned out slightly, knees are bent slightly, bum is about to sit in this high stool, torso is straight, eyes are looking ahead on the horizon line, and we have a string holding us up towards the skies to keep us straight. Okay, what we're going to do is just to rock gently over and back, left to right hip, it doesn't matter which side you start on. Just gently rocking. It's really trying to get an in-breath to one side and an out-breath to the other side. And then we're going to just land over on our right hip. Our right palm is going to face up towards the sky and our left palm is going to face down towards earth and look at our right palm. We're now going to bring our palms across in front of us as if we are holding a beach ball or a small ball in front of us. So our left hand is going to lead on top as we go to the left. We're going to turn our ball over, and our right hand is going to lead on top to the right. We're going to turn our ball over. Our left hand leads on top to the left. And we have a slight little twist as we get to the right side. And then as we get to the left side, a slight twist. And we just continue with these. Left hand leads on top to the left. Right hand leads on top to the right. These are lovely exercises to do. And one is considered full rotation to the right and left. So a left to right and a right to left, or whichever way you start, going from one side to the other and back again, is considered as one. So in Chinese medicine, it's considered, or Chinese philosophy, it's considered that 100 of these a day can be really beneficial to our health. And again, 100 is once to the left and once to the right is considered as one. So we're just going to do a few of these. And again, you can have your hands in close together. You can have your hands further apart. Whichever is comfortable for you. And really what we're doing here is just trying to keep our hands at abdomen level. So from the top to the lower abdomen. And our hands are roughly about 10 to 20 centimetres out from the body max. Our head is looking straight ahead. Our eyes are looking straight ahead. In breath to one side. Out breath to the other side. Really, really nice exercise to do in your bare feet, outside, standing in grass or standing in sand, if possible at any time. Also perfect to just do indoors. I do these indoors each day. And just really lovely to do anywhere. Now, these exercises are all about building up our energy, building up our chi, building up our life vitality, building up our flexibility. And they also bring relaxation. They bring muscle strength. They bring flexibility in our joints. There's a huge amount of benefits in doing these exercises each day. So we'll just do a few more of these. Left hand leads on top to the left and right hand leads on top to the right. Okay, and now what we're going to do is just to stand with our feet together, just in a relaxed pose. We have our thumbs and our belly button and our hands just making a triangular shape at our lower abdomen. And we can just set our intention for the day or set our intention for the evening if we're doing these exercises in the evening. So it's my intention to have a joyful day ahead. It's my intention to have a peaceful day ahead. It's my intention to have a calm day ahead, to have a relaxing day ahead. It's my intention to have an invigorating day ahead. Whatever feels right for you, just to bring it in at this point in time. And now we're going to look at muscle testing. So muscle testing is all about looking at our subconscious and how our subconscious communicates to us through the muscles in our body every second of every day, every moment of every day. So our subconscious is constantly communicating to us through our muscles, in the sense that our muscles get stronger, hold stronger, get tenser when the subconscious is telling us that it's a truth for us. And when it's a non-truth for us, our muscles go weaker. So there's a lot of different ways that we can do this. So if I hold my arm out and I say my name is Helen, which is a truth for me, my arm will hold strong. If I say my name is John, which is not my middle name, it's not a name that's related to me in any way directly, I'd say my name is John, my arm would hold weak. We can also do this with our fingers. So we can hold our thumb and our first finger together on each hand, and we can say my name is, so if I say my name is Helen, my fingers will hold strong. If I say my name is John, they will go weak. There are lots of ways that our muscles are interacting and showing us whether we're getting a truth or a non-truth from our subconscious. So there's a way that we can use this tool and this technique to see how energized we are in a day. So our body is made up of an electromagnetic field, and we also have megahertz of energy within our body. Each cell and organ within our body would hold 77, or would vibrate at a frequency of 77.6788 megahertz of energy per day. Or we could also say at 100% of energy when we're looking at them functioning to their optimum level. So with muscle testing, we can also see if we get a forward or backward movement for a yes or a no from our subconscious to see where our energy is at a given point in time. So for example, if I use the example of my name again, so my name is Helen, my body will move forward. If I say my name is John, my body will move backwards. So when we're learning something new, we're really up in our frontal mind, and it's just about, you know, trying to drop our senses and awareness down into our body. So it's like when we learn to ride a bike in the beginning, or when we learn to drive a car in the beginning, we're very much up in our mind trying to figure out how it all works, and eventually it just all clicks into place and it just feels very natural to us. We don't even think about it and we just go along with it. And that's the same type of thing with this. Sometimes in the beginning it can take a little bit of time for that forward and backward movement to come through. Also to bear in mind that just as some people are left-handed rather than right-handed, some people's yes may go backwards and their no may go forward, so it may be the opposite. So it's just finding out which is the right way, or which is the way for you. There's no right or wrong specifically in this. It's just finding out which is your yes and which is your no, which is your subconscious showing you a truth through your muscles reacting, and which is your subconscious showing you that it's a non-truth through your muscles reacting as well. So we're going to try that now to see where our energy is at. So it's really just saying there's 100% of energy in my body, yes, okay? And really what we're looking to do is if it's not up at 100, we start counting backwards to say 95, 90, 85, 80 to see where our yes, our forward, our back comes in for our yes. And if we get a lower than 100, then we're looking to go back and do our Qigong, to do our Qigong movements to build our energy up. The Qigong exercises are building up the energy within our bodies. So it's a really handy way to just be able to check each day to see where your energy is at, and then to do your Qigong if needed. So when we wake up in the morning, we have a certain amount of energy in our bodies. Some people may have 50%, we could be up to 60%, 70%, some people could be higher. And then as we get up and we start to move throughout the day or throughout the morning, energy starts to build up. We get energy from the foods that we eat, and obviously there's a higher energy value in the foods that are the closest to their natural source as possible. When we have a wash, shower, bath in the morning, the ions in the water start to build up the energy within our bodies as well. And then as we start to exercise, as we start to move about for our day, energy starts to build up within our systems as well. So really, before we set about our day to do our tasks, our job, or whatever it is that we're going ahead to do in the day, we really want to try and be up to 100% if at all possible. So we can just use this quick and simple muscle testing technique to see where our energy level is at. And all we do is to say, the same way as you would use with your name, my name is Helen, I get my yes. My name is John, I get my no. Then I also check, there's 100% of energy in my body, yes. And I'm getting a forward, so that's a yes for me. If I got a no, I would then say there's 95% of energy in my body, yes. There's 90% of energy in my body, yes. 85. And I would work my way down until I see where my number is. And then bring in my Qigong practices to boost my energy back up. And after I've completed my Qigong practices, to recheck again to see where your energy is at. So to recheck again to say, my energy is at 100%. The energy in my body is at 100%. There's 100% energy in my body, yes. So to phrase it in one of those ways that feels natural for you. So that's the combination of muscle testing and Qigong. Both really fantastic practices and really fantastic tools to have, to use as part of your self-care routine, to use as part of your well-being routine. And this is well-being for your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, and your physical well-being, all in one go. So I hope you enjoy. And the next part is to refer to your workbook and just to look at the exercises. Your Qigong exercises are documented there for you, and you also have them on video to follow along to. And then just to look at the exercise within your workbook as well to do with muscle testing. So for part one, we looked at building the energy in your body using our Qigong practices. We looked at maintaining the energy through your Qigong practices, doing a daily practice of Qigong to maintain regular self-care, regular healthy well-being. And we looked at how to read your energy through using the magic tool of muscle testing.